My, that was very enlightening. I can tell this business is in safe hands. Oh, a company dinner next week. How exciting. Wonderful. I will let my partner know immediately. Excuse me. There you are, darling. Your tie is a bit crooked. Let me help you with that. Oh, come now. It's just a peck on the cheek. If you really didn't want to kiss, you'd put up some resistance when I pull you in. But you never do. There. You look sharp as a blade. Of course I'm having a good time. It's nice to walk around your place of work on my own two legs. It gives a sense of presence, letting them know who your partner is and the quality of our relationship. How close we stand when together. How long we gaze in each other's eyes. How we talk about one another. And your coworkers are taking notice. Have you kept track of all the invitations we were given? And a little birdie told me you are up for a promotion. Well, less of a birdie and more the ambient voices of their internal thoughts. Darling, you seem worried. Is something wrong? Oh, darling, I promise I did no such thing. Though I cannot deny me being here made them be more aware of you, I did nothing to persuade them to this end. You earned this all on your own. Some are even gossiping how the promotion is well past due with all the help you give and work you do. Your shy nature kept you in the background. Well, it's high time you've been rewarded for your efforts. Some recognition, respect. And maybe you'll even be able to work from home here and there. I can be your premium quality secretary, making sure you're all comfortable, cooking you a healthy lunch, topping off your drink. And with the premium package come all the benefits of teasing you in tight professional attire in various unprofessional positions. Aw, baby. Was that too much? Okay, that was the last one, I promise. Look at that blush. There are few more beautiful views I know of. The rest are all of you, of course, but those are only for me to see. I'm sorry, I promised I'd stop. Oh, look at you, redder than the carpet beneath us. How about we go to your office and get that blush out of your system. Yes. Come on, honey. Oh, hello. Apologies, I don't believe we've met yet. Angelica. Very nice to meet my partner's coworkers. Oh. Well, thank you for taking such good care of her here during work hours. I'm glad to know it is a safe environment. I apologize again. I suppose she was pampering me quite a lot the past few weeks. I didn't realize I was holding her away from after-work drinks. We've decided to spend more quality time together. She was just being an affectionate partner. I'm sure you can relate. Your own partner must be very lucky. Oh, single? I'd never have thought. I'm sorry to cut the conversation, but we'd wanted to take a break from the celebrations and retreat to a more quiet place, if you'd excuse us. I don't like the way she's looking at you. I understand there are some colleagues that want to chat and mingle. We will return soon. Until then. My, you are quite insistent. If you're feeling better, darling, go to your work buddies. Yes, I'm sure. I can't hog you all to myself at a party. Now go and have fun. I can feel your worry, puppy. I assure you, I am not offended. It is no problem for you to drink some more. Think of it as another perk of our relationship. I will keep your head clear for you. No need to worry about silly things like drunkenness. You can mingle until you outlast them if you wish. Be at ease and enjoy yourself. Yes, darling. You called? Oh, pet. Your innocence keeps surprising me anew so regularly. Ironic, considering how often I spoil you at home. I have observed all your co-workers by now. I know what the situation is. Do not dwell on it at the moment. I will reveal it all when we come to be alone. Enjoy yourself and chat, my darling. I am always here when you need me. Even if you just want a warm whisper tingling your mind, I am more than happy to provide. Yes, puppy. That girl who approached us. Yes, she and her friend keep handing you and her drinks, getting too close, and ignoring your light de-escalations. I see her, puppy. No need to worry. Should you want me to interfere, you need only ask. I do find your updates quite cute. Even if I already know the situation, you are just too pure not to make sure. You are always safe. Such is my eternal promise to you. What do I mean by eternal? I guess you'll have to wait until a bit later. Enjoy yourself, puppy. Hello there. I do apologize, but I need to retrieve this one for a while. I need her assistance with a private matter. I understand you'd like to continue chatting. It is, however, somewhat of an urgent matter. I hope you will be understanding. I think she needs someone to knock her off her pedestal. Oh my, that was almost quite a fall you took there. Don't worry, I'm holding you. Find your balance. There you go. Perhaps the festivities have been going on for a bit too long. We should perhaps begin wrapping up. Take care of yourselves. This way, darling. Shall we go to your new office? A little break to see this new space of yours. Yes, I think we will. Did you manage to catch up with your work friends? Good. I'm glad to see you happy. Should you want to catch up with others, I would not mind you spending some time to do so. I'm a patient person, darling. Besides, should I find myself famished for your attention, I can simply take it, and you, at any time. I feel much better with my features unveiled. Worry not, darling. No one is here to witness my form. Not like I would let them. Only you may gaze upon my true being. Now walk me to your desk. Let us look upon your new domain. A straight line from the elevator to the big office. I am very proud of you, darling. I can see even bigger places waiting for you. Now, puppy. No spoilers. A nice big desk. A comfortable chair to relax in. Windows into the office with closed shades. Perfect. Sit down for me, puppy. Let me see how you look in it. Good. Why did I lock the door? A few reasons. A reward. For you. A warning for another. And simply because I decided to sit on your lap. And you will let me reward you, won't you, puppy? Shh, no questions, puppy. Be good, like you always are. Hands behind the chair now. Good girl. Feel my tail wrap around and slip between your wrists and palms. A little item of importance belonging to the woman falling over herself for your attention. She will not leave without searching for it. Has she been giving you trouble? Come on, puppy. You can tell me anything. What do you mean she's been teasing you? In what way? I don't like this very much. It's just the thought of her teasing you, flirting with you. It awakens a sort of heat inside my chest. It's very unpleasant. What is it? Jealousy. I don't think I've ever felt this way before. I guess I was never faced with a situation like this before. As a demon, I can get whatever I want, whenever I want, with a little bit of magic. But I feel quite unequipped here. You didn't think a demon could get jealous. Well, I'll just have to be more affectionate with you and show everyone that you belong to me and only me. You like that, puppy? You want me to show them? What shall we do when we get back out there? Should I pull you closer? Should I run my hands through your hair? Should I give you another little peck on the cheek? Just when she happens to be looking at us. Do you think that'll do the trick? If not, I can always make her trip again. Or even rid her of her ability to walk so she never trips again. Oh, I won't harm her, puppy. Don't worry. I'll just make sure to keep her away. She has a fantasy to hang her hopes on. And as you are mine alone, those hopes need to be snipped in the bud and disappear. It is for her good as well. Homewrecking is a terrible thing to involve oneself in. Now then. No point in trying to keep quiet, puppy. I won't let